In this bulletin, COVID-19 restrictions to ease only slightly in Victoria. A Western Sydney doctor warns of the dangers of vaccine misinformation. And in the AFL, Collingwood appoints a new coach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Playgrounds will reopen in Victoria, but a curfew and other restrictions will remain in place for the next few weeks. The state had 120 new infections, which is the highest daily COVID case count since September last year. There were also two deaths. Playgrounds will reopen on Friday for children aged 12 and under, with the supervision of just one parent or guardian who must wear a mask. Premier Daniel Andrews says until more Victorians are vaccinated, it's too dangerous to ease restrictions in any significant way.
What we must do is suppress case numbers sufficient to buy us time, to get people vaccinated. We can't ease restrictions today in any profound way, but it's simply not possible. We are in for a difficult time, a challenging time, over these coming weeks. But it is simply not possible to make wholesale changes, to have a freedom day, if you like, or an opening up day in metropolitan Melbourne in the next few weeks.
New South Wales has recorded 1,116 locally acquired cases and another four deaths. And a senior health expert and community leader from Western Sydney has urged young people to ignore social media commentary on COVID-19 vaccines and testing swabs. Dr. Ahmed Urabi, a gastroenterologist at Bankstown Lidcombe Hospital and a professor from the University of New South Wales, was a guest speaker at the coronavirus news conference. He says he's concerned with rapidly spreading misinformation and urged diverse Australians to seek information from their GP or health professional.
We still have some of our people in our communities confused by the misinformation which is circulating through the social media and through their social networking. We still have some people hesitant about getting the vaccination. Don't listen to any social media. Don't listen to any YouTube. Don't listen to any WhatsApp networking among you guys.
A public health alert has been issued for locations in Archerfield and Gundawindi in Queensland after a truck driver from New South Wales tested positive to COVID-19. It comes after another 32 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Western New South Wales. There were 18 new infections in Dubbo, 3 in Bourke, 2 in Blaney, 2 in Narromine and 3 in Wilcannia, while Bathurst, Mudgee, Orange and Walgett each recorded a single dose. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australians will need to get used to living with the highly transmissible Delta variant, as no other country has achieved its eradication. New data shows the Australian economy increased by just 0.7% in the June quarter. It narrowly avoided shrinking in the months before lockdowns in New South Wales, Queensland, the ACT and Victoria. The new data means that Australia has avoided a technical recession. A large contraction is expected in the September quarter. Mr. Frydenberg issued a warning to state leaders over the plan to open Australia once 70 to 80% of the adult population is vaccinated.
With respect to the premiers, my message is very clear. Stick to the plan. A plan that you agree to at National Cabinet. A plan that gives Australians hope. If we don't stick to the national plan, businesses will close. Jobs will be lost. Our debt burden will increase. The well-being of Australians will suffer.
To sport, Collingwood has announced 3-time Brisbane Lions Premiership player Craig McRae as the AFL club's new coach, replacing Nathan Buckley.
This is a significant part of my journey and it's been a long one. I'm not just going to bring my best mates in. That's just not how I operate. I want a diverse coaching group. I want the best people in their roles. Football clubs are built on many numbers and many people, and I'm a culture builder. I'm good with people.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 14 degrees. Adelaide, a possible evening shower, a top of 30. Melbourne, sunny and windy, 26 degrees. Hobart, sunny and 24. Canberra, also sunny, 23. Much the same in Wollongong, 24. Similar for Sydney, 23. Newcastle, sunny and 25. Brisbane, cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two and 28. And Darwin, showers and 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.